Chapter 28. A quarter mile to the east, Bayantha parked her motorcycle. She had crossed into the old city via the Ponte alla Grazie and then circled around to the Ponte Vecchio, the famed pedestrian bridge connecting the Pitti Palace to the old city. After locking her helmet to the bike, she strode out onto the bridge and mixed with the early morning tourists. A cool March breeze blew steadily up the river, ruffling Vianta's short spiked hair, reminding her that Langdon knew what she looked like. She paused at the stall of one of the bridge's many vendors and bought an Amo Firenze baseball cap, pulling it low over her face. She smoothed her leather suit over the bulge of her handgun and took up a position near the center of the bridge, casually leaning against a pillar and facing the Pitti Palace. From here she was able to survey all the pedestrians crossing the Arno into the heart of Florence.
"Langdon is on foot," she told herself. "If he finds a way around the Porta Romana, this bridge is his most logical route into the old city."
To the west, in the direction of the Pitti Palace, she could hear sirens and wondered if this was good or bad news.
Are they still looking for him? Or have they caught him?
As Vianta strained her ears for some indication as to what was going on, a new sound suddenly became audible. A high-pitched whine somewhere overhead. Her eyes turned instinctively skyward, and she spotted it at once. A small remote-controlled helicopter rising fast over the palace and swooping down over the treetops in the direction of the northeast corner of the bubbly gardens.
A surveillance drone,
Bayantha thought with a surge of hope.
If it's in the air, Bruder has yet to find Langdon.
The drone was approaching fast. Apparently it was surveying the northeast corner of the gardens, the area closest to Ponte Vecchio, and Vianta's position, which gave her additional encouragement.
If Langdon eluded Bruder, he would definitely be moving in this direction.
As Vianta watched, however, the drone suddenly dive-bombed out of sight behind the high stone wall. She could hear it hovering in place somewhere below the tree line. Apparently, having located something of interest.